Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, everybody.
Yo.
PSA Radio. What's going on, Dre?
Three letter man. What's poppin', man? It's your boy, Three Letter Man. PSA Radio. What's good, man?
We have a PSA exclusive for everybody. I appreciate everybody listening up, man. We're going to have Votto calling up here in a minute. Give us his opinion on everything that's going around in battle rap and, you know, all this shit, hip-hop. And, I mean, this is what we do, man. Are you excited, Dre?
You already know that. Come on, son. I'm talking about our body, you know what I'm saying? Music-wise, that's
yeah.
My own shit, you know?
Very excited. I know Votto's very into the culture and things like that, and I think it'd be very dope to get his opinion on some of the things that are going on, see who he thinks could come back and be in battle rap as well as talking you know, things about hip-hop-lism. I think that's important. I know the fans want to see this and hear this. You know what I mean? So we're going to have them call up here in a second. This is what we're going to start doing, you know, we do these special segments and things like that, man. We appreciate everybody listening in and support, you know what I mean? So I'm going to get Votto on the phone here real quick. We can talk to him about everything that's going on, man.
What's going on with the Cavaliers, my nigga? Before Votto come on, what's going on with the Cavaliers? They looking real slim shady out here, and I don't mean Eminem, goddammit. What the fuck? I know that he had problems the first 17 games of the season, but my nigga, they lose to the Utah Jazz, Buzz Adidas and shit out here? Not good, bro. Not good at all.
What do you think about the whole behind closed doors, all the conversations. Is it getting to that point, man? It's LeBron and Kyrie.
Well, damn, bro. I mean, Kyrie had 34 points last night. Zero. Let me say it again on PSA Radio. Zero assists. I mean, bro, you can't be surrounded with Kevin Love and LeBron James and have zero assists. Timbo, is there a power struggle early in the season to you? Like, I don't even want to take you there because I see the media slowly trying to make this a Kyrie versus LeBron thing. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. This is why I say LeBron got to get this shit right, because if this is Kobe or Michael Jordan, they would have hollered at Kyrie. They would have been like, my brother, listen.
Bro, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to make it, man. They ain't going to make it. It's like a slow power struggle going on right now.
Here's what I've been listening to, and they're saying that Kyrie hasn't had to play with anybody like LeBron yet. He's been the star of the team. And did you hear about those stats that he has, the assist stats? He's taken 36 shots since his last assist.
God, nah, bro. Nah. Kyrie, listen, man. He's probably looking like this, Timo. I don't want to play second fiddle to LeBron, but you have to, Kyrie. It is what it is. And you know what it is?
Yeah.
When you got a young cat like that who, listen, when he played with Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade already won a championship.
Hold on. Yeah, no, you're right about that. We're going to pause this. We're actually going to get into it more in depth. But we got the guests coming up. Salute everybody listening in, man. PSA Radio would love to welcome Votto onto the show. Votto, what's good, man?
Yo, what up, Slime? What's up with you?
We appreciate you joining us today, man.
Nah, it's all good. What's up, Slime? What's the word?
Man.
What's popping, my nigga?
Man, yo. I don't know where to start, man. Just grinding, you know?
All right. Absolutely. Any music coming out that we're going to get out? You and Khaled working? Are you still with Khaled, my nigga?
Of course. We're working on the next single right now. You know, it's definitely going to be special. We have a special single on it. So, you know, we working.
Okay.
We sent a lot of music last.
Are we going to get a mixtape first? Or that's how it's going to work, a mixtape that we're going to work into the album? Or
right now, you know, I promised myself I wasn't doing no more mixtapes. It will only be, the next thing will only be the album. But, you know, I got some good friends in the industry. You know, like one of my co-hosts is Kink. So me and him are doing a mixtape right now to get somebody, like, you know, by Christmas. Give it to y'all by Christmas.
Ooh.
So shout out to Kink.
Yeah, we need that, man. Yo, we appreciate you joining us. You know, we talk battle rap and hip-hop here. I wanted to know, are you a fan of the whole battle rap culture going around right now? It's just buzzing.
Of course. I came from the battle rap culture. Like, before it was as big as it is, like, you know, I was around that. You know, my closest friend is Jay Mills, so we grew up on that, for real. I know T-Rex, Loaded Lux, Moo. I know all of them personally, like, from growing up on the battle scene, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, you know what, Timo and Votto? If you remember when Jay Mills died of Mook, he's mentioned Votto's that battle, my nigga. If you pay attention, they ain't Votto. Mook said Votto's name. So it's like, you go back years now and listen, like, I didn't know Votto was at a particular time. But now, if you go back to history, like,
because I always had a buzz. Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, me and Mills always been them niggas as far as in the streets of Harlem. You know what I'm saying? As far as on the rap scene. We always been them. We always been them, you know what I'm saying, them dudes. So we was always, like, the favorite. So, you know what I'm saying? So when he brought my name up, you know, but, you know, that wasn't nothing as far as, like, facts. That was all fabricated. But it would sound good for the rhyme, you know?
Well.
Now, who are you into right now that you're watching that you're like, man, these guys are just slaying it right now? Who are your favorites to watch?
Paul, in the battle scene?
Yeah.
I'm rocking with Sue Surf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm rocking with Sue Surf a lot because as far as his last battle, and Hitman was good money, though. Hitman wasn't no slouch. Hitman was doing him. But that last verse, how Sue Surf was coming at him, that's how I would come to the table. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just different. I just feel like different from the battle rappers. You talking this, I talk this.
Right.
And that's how I always was anyway. When I used to battle, that's how I was giving it to Cat. So, you know, I'm messing with Sue Surf heavy. I'm messing with, you know, Cliff. That's who I'm messing with, top heavy, more than anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the team. And, you know, Slime grew up, like, he you know, we come from that. You know, he come up on the hills. You know what I'm saying? So, for him to be taking over and running shit, you know, I love it. I feel they don't give him the credit he deserves. But they going to, you know, just put up the best that y'all think it is and watch what happens.
But
yeah,
let me ask you a question, V. Let me ask you a question, V. What do you say to niggas that say, like, all right, a nigga like Mills, or a nigga like yourself, or even a nigga like Joe Budden, were you shocked?
Hey, yo, you know the crazy thing? Joe Budden was winning, man. And so, at the end, he flipped out, but he was winning. That shit he told nigga, I seen you bald, you was balled up like Blanca, and it was shocking. Like, that was a strong ball, man.
Yeah.
That was a strong ball, you know what I'm saying? But, I was winning until he spazzed out, you know what I'm saying? That's what made me realize, I'm like, man, I'm going to keep him money. But the price is right, I give it to any of them niggas, man. Any of them. But the price got to be
one
right.
Time, if the price is right, you would come back. I just want to make sure I heard that.
Price is right, man. I'll come back and give it to any of them niggas, man. Straight up, man.
But,
my price is my price is outstanding. So I doubt that'll be happening. But trust me, I give it to them. Because for what I see, the game is slipping a little bit, man. There's only a few niggas I see that's real strong with it, and everybody else is being more charismatic with it, making it like a circus when it really ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm from an era where a Jay-Z DMX battle or a Jay-Z Big L battle. You know what I'm saying? Them bars was just strictly bars. It wasn't all about talking about a nigga personally or talking about his all that other crap. Like, that shit shouldn't even count, but it sounds good. But where the bars at, man? You know what I'm saying? That's why I messed with Sue Surf, because he ain't come at the dude or none of that. He just showed the difference. Like, nigga, I do this. When you were doing that, I was doing this. You know what I'm saying? And that's where, that's where the real come in. So, But, if anybody asks, man, I put up, I got whatever on Clips and Mills against whoever. So, smack, I put them up for whatever. I got over 100 on them. So, whenever they're ready.
Clips and Mook right now.
I got 100 on Clips.
Damn.
Woo. But don't get, I mess with Mook, and I like this last battle with Lux. He killed my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was shocked that Lux even came like that.
Fact.
I guess Slime ain't hungry no more. I don't know. I guess at the time he was, I don't know. But I the whole Gucci sweatsuit, I thought he'd have came back on his Black Panther or funeral suit. You know what I'm saying? He just changed his whole character.
He's up there looking like
that. I'm like, oh, my Slime was pretty boy shit. He got the kilo on. I'm like, oh, my slime.
Yeah,
as soon as I seen that in the Mohawk, I saw my slime ain't focused. And I heard he pulled up in Lambos and all that. I said, oh, my slime ain't focused, man. I knew that. I ain't have to hear nothing. I knew.
Wow.
I know my slime ain't focused.
You knew when Mook come with the do-rag, too. Mook came with the rag on.
Mook went on his grind. He wasn't fresh. He had a, sweat. He was on his grind. That's when you know a nigga hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yep.
Word up.
V, let me ask you a question. What's the perception? Is it the misconception, I should say, that battle rappers can't make music? Do you feel that way? Would you, like, for instance, you said Sue Surf is your guy. Can we see a joint with Vado and Sue Surf in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me and Sue spoke about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting on him. He's real connected with my family in Newark, so that's not a problem. I'm just waiting on him, And far as battle rappers can't make a record, that just goes from from what we see. You know what I'm saying? It's not like sudden. I'm just saying he a battle rapper, he can't make a record. Nah, it's just going from the example of them making a record, and we like you know what I'm saying?
Nate, you're bar heavy. I feel like you would be able to come back. I'm a Vado fan. I would like to see Vado into this. Like you said, you've been involved in this in a while. When you look at other industry artists that are trying to come back, is it like, oh, man, I don't know if they'll be able to take it. You have Cass coming back to battle. Do you ever just get the itch to get back in? Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I get the itch every time I hear it. Cassidy, like, he do that for real, So, of course, it's a matter of time for him to come back and spank a nigga, because that's what he do. That's nothing to him, It's like with Bills. Mills is waiting for the right numbers for him to come back, but he want to come back and bite heads off. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just it's just that we want niggas want the right numbers. Like me, we just want the right numbers because we know what they getting now. So like, oh,
right.
That's what y'all getting, babe? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You know, talk to me nice.
Right.
I'll go up there and give it to a nigga, man. Because I honestly, from what I hear, man, I don't think I'm going to lose, man, to whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It's all about bars, man.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather battle a nigga that's in an industry like yourself or a battle rapper that's popping right now? What's better for a battle if you decided to come back?
Industry is like, nah, I'd rather battle a nigga that's in the street. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather battle a battle rapper on the ground that's hungry because it just shows, like for example, like, if, you know, regardless if Joe Budden's lost because for him flipping out at the end, that showed a lot of lyrical respect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about rappers, but I give him wild credibility as far as on a lyrical tip for him to even jump in the ring and for him to even hold it down the first two rounds. I don't know, you know? So I'm like, yo, I respect him totally. And that's all it's about, really. He lost, but I respect him totally. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like with me. Like, I'm not no slouch. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing easy. Give me the hottest nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in. But just have, you know, have my numbers right, man. That's all. I got to make sure I keep that in because I know how a person to take it and go far with it or just, listen, you can take it as far as you want as long as you have the numbers right with me, man. I'm talking about 100 and up, man. Nothing under 100. Nothing.
You know, these sites are going to take this and say, oh, Vado just wants to do it, man. Give him the hardest. It's free. Nah, numbers got to be right. Numbers got to be right.
I mean, you know, in this, I know guys out there that know I get it in for real. I look at my credibility falls back in the days. I've been battling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
It's like you can't, you know, trust me. You know, I'm going to fill it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fill the crowd. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them what they want. You know, and I'm going to have the whole team there. I'm going to have Mills, Clips, the whole team there. That's how we used to do it on the block. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just get into it. You know, God bless him.
Do you think also it's a breath of fresh air in battle rap, too? Because, you know, from when you came up, hip-hop was a lot more competitive. It's lost that competitiveness.
Way more competitive.
I think everyone's so fearful of, like, burning bridges. Everyone just wants to play nice. No one wants to be competitive and push each other.
Nah, and I really don't think it's that. I just think it's you look at the South and look how they look out for one another, and like even from the Lil Jon days to now Khaled, it's like when they on, they make sure everybody is on. Like meaning, you from the South and you just an artist, I'm gonna put you on this good record where you gonna be all right. You
right.
know, you just got a ticket. Now you got something on the radio, but you're a part of something. Now it's time for you to take it where you're supposed to take it. It's up to you. The rest is up to you.
Right.
And I think the South is more heavy with that. You know what I'm saying? As far as the East we didn't do that. So now we changing up and we trying to do that. So everybody being humble and turning
right.
down their egos, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we need more unity. You know what I'm saying? Unity, same way we need unity. You know, we need more love, like how the South treat each other and the West Coast treat each other like now. You know, so I don't really think it's changed. We just trying to humble ourselves. You know, our egos is bigger than the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn. And niggas be like, oh, we got to bring New York back. I don't think niggas New York rappers should be living by that code. We just bring New York back. Like you just said,
yeah.
I think it's better
I don't
for niggas
that.
To have more unity. You know what I mean? And do joints together and tour together. Why not?
Exactly. I don't think it's more bringing New York back. I think it's just more New York looking out for New York.
Right.
You know, that's why when I signed to Cali, I didn't move to Miami. You know what I'm saying? I kept my NY ground. Even though I live in Jersey, but I kept my NY ground because this is where I'm going to be. I'm not going to get all, and you know, and turn south on a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, Cali ain't signed me to turn south. He signed me to bring New York, that New York style to the label, to the team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm doing a lot of singles for the ladies, but you got to understand, when I was with Cam, I wasn't doing singles for the ladies like that. You know, all my singles for the clubs and, like, Raw, you know, but at the end of the day, I also have a lady fan base, so I'm going for the ladies also, you know. But I got some definitely hard street and club music for y'all, though. Trust me, me and Chink's mixtape is going to be the hottest mixtape for 14. I said it.
We're going to drop
it December. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what, Votto and Timbo, niggas gotta understand something, because I live here in Miami also. Even though I'm from Brooklyn, I live here in Miami also, Votto. Cali got New York ties though, my nigga. He got New York ties heavy and shit. So I can understand the side of a nigga like Votto, not trying to change Votto into a nigga that's from the South. Let Votto do V and shit, basically. You know what I mean?
Cali already know Kyle already know I'm the streets. He already know I like the streets. He's transforming me into making hit records like Hold You Down. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my next single. It's like 8 bars singing, 4 bars rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like 3 verses. Mm-hmm. I'm giving y'all 8 bars harmonized. You know, like with a melody, and the rest, and I'm just airing it out lyrically. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to have a special single on it. But the reason why I'm saying that is just me stepping up. I never did that before. You know, the game changed. What we look at as real music ain't popping right now. You know what I'm saying? Real music is really for the mixtapes. Unfortunately, we can't say this hot song where I'm just giving y'all real bars, real all the way bars from every line with a good beat and maybe me saying a hook. We don't even listen to those and say, oh, man, that's a hit. We're going to put that out. Nah. I got to put a little singing and try to get, like, Chris Brown or one of them on the record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it just comes with the territory. It's just the game just switch up, you know? The young dudes don't know about that old school and giving them old school goosebumps from what was happening back in the days. They don't
talk
know that.
Talk about it, B. Talk about it.
You know, they don't know about that. You can't, you know, I'm a street dude, so I like to give the streets history. That's what I like to talk about. That's what I grew up on. I grew up on Cam, you know what I'm saying? My favorite rappers, Cam and Nas. They was the top and Hold and Big, and those are the top artists to me that spoke about it. You feel me? Even Pop. You know, but nowadays the kids ain't on to that. They on to a good beat, some crunk. So whatever you could, you know, use whatever drug to listen to it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just really, it's drug music. You ask me, I call it drug music. So you got to be an addict to some type of the drug to feel the music now, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now you've been performing crazy. And I like that Khaled didn't, like we said, I don't think Khaled didn't reach out to you to change you into anything else, man. You already had the fan base. You had the movement, everything like that already before that. So I think he knew it would be a good asset to him too, you know, to have that street talk, to have that with him.
Exactly. You know, that's why I bring to the table that street talk, but could also take it to the next level, got the potential, you know. So he just gave me out of that, you know, false. I talk street on. I got street records for days. You know what I'm saying?
I was just bumping you and Cam, Boss of Bosses, Ric Flair joint about yesterday, my nigga. That shit is
I tell you no lie. This joint with me and Chinks gonna give you that feeling, but better. The reason why I say better because you know Chinks with the hooks and the beats, you know, it's just more, trust me, we giving y'all something special, man. We rapping in the black ribbon for Christmas, man. Like it was a Chanel box. We giving y'all a black ribbon, man.
Word up.
Yo, word now up. You're performing this weekend in Jersey with Khaled.
Yeah, I'm performing this weekend in Jersey with Khaled, Ace Hood, Movado, the whole team. We going to be there, man.
Ooh,
we the best chains out and everything.
Jersey, November 8th.
Word up, and I'll be in Boston, too, for DJ Chubby Chubb birthday bash Friday.
Oh, what?
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
And listen. I wanted to ask you one quick thing. We have somebody calling up right now that would like to speak with you. We have Sue Surf calling up. He's listening. and
all right.
was wondering if that's okay for a couple minutes with you.
Nah, that's the slime all day.
All right, Word. Let's go. We got a surf on too. Surf and Votto, what's good?
Yo,
what up,
yo?
Slime, what up,
Surf?
Slime?
What up, Slime? Hey, that was good, B.
Sometimes
seen that last battle,
you.
Man.
Working, man.
It's
I'm just working,
you.
Man. I'm trying to get where you niggas at, man. That's all.
Nah, man. Word up. You got to give them that work, man. I love what I'm hearing, man. For real.
I appreciate it, man.
I'm keeping it 100. I was just listening to it the other day in the stool before I started recording because,
yeah.
you know, take it to that, you know, next level. Word
yeah.
I said, all right, I got to get back on my grind and breaking down street shit. You feel me?
Yeah. Nah. I was listening to what you were talking about. I was just I was in the studio with the big homie Kish yesterday and shit, and we were just talking about that music, and that's just what it is. It's drug music. It's like it's 24 hours
Real
in a
talk.
Day, my nigga. You can't always be high. Some of that shit really don't make sense. You know what I mean? And somebody got to bring that down. Some niggas got to bring like who bringing it back down to earth? Like what you did to
Real
get where you at? Like niggas ain't talking that real shit no more, my nigga. Like.
Hey, yo, too, I'm going to keep it 100. That battle, y'all was going at it. But that
yeah.
third verse, once you said that, it was over for me, man. Like, game was over, and that was a rap, like, real talk.
It's
the quotables is what win, man. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
I agree.
And
I just
that was a quotable verse, B.
I like to use Jeezy and Ross like when I use rappers a lot. You feel me? Like
Fact.
They talk about the same shit. They both talk about drugs, but Ross talk about drugs abroad. Flip birds, flip keys. When Jeezy rap, you know he was in the kitchen. You know
yeah.
he was cooking. You know what I mean?
He break it down.
Exactly.
Not only
and
you know his rap sheet
exactly.
makes you know.
Then you hear
well,
some
the
of these niggas
down that they don't know. They like, damn,
yeah, you hear some
who
of these niggas
nigga
rap.
Around?
Even if a nigga put it together well, you hear some of these niggas rap. You be like, oh, he rapping. Then you hear some of these niggas like, nah, he might have clapped a few niggas, bro. Like, you could just
hey,
tell
yo,
how.
Let me tell you something, man. That shit you was talking, a nice nigga came and put it together that well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that gotta be for real. That got it's
that
for real.
For
you know, and that's
how
I
my
take
mama,
it,
bro. On my mama.
You feel me?
Promise.
And that's how I take it. That's why I hear a lot of people. I know the difference from a person that's put it together well and the person that
yeah.
really did that, lived yeah. that. You feel me?
All day.
And that's,
all
you know,
day.
And that's what separates you from the rest of them. Come on.
I,
woo! You
I
know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
That, my nigga. Hey, you out here in Jersey this week?
Yeah, definitely. You already know. You
Where
already
you
know. We mobbing there. We in Elizabeth. We at Club Show. That's what it's Club Show.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell me twice.
What
I'm going to
be about
the
Lion. Hey, you already know SRT. I'm bringing the whole team.
Oh, yeah,
you
already
know.
Shout out to SRT, homies. Jersey, we in the building. I'm just
word up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm just showing you love and shit, my nigga.
Nah, it's all good, son. I appreciate it, man, for real. Let's lock
no
in, man.
Keep working, bro. Keep working, you feel me? As soon as you're ready, I'll pull up on you. I know where to do at.
Good looking, Slime. Same here. My nigga.
Salute,
right.
Sir.
Sir, good looking out, sir.
Yep.
You ready, man. We're going to link up, sir, definitely.
Hey, Votto, just real quick, when that record is done, we would appreciate if it's emailed to us. We'd like to listen to it first. I'm just like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you would
definitely.
Hey, that shit would be crazy. Yo, Votto, man, we appreciate you coming up here. You got the shows coming up. You got Boston. You got Elizabeth,
yeah.
New Jersey, man. Everything. We need that mixtape, too, or that tape, too, man, Christmas.
Of course.
Real shit.
Right. Real
yeah, shit,
thanks,
man.
You already know, man. Whenever. You know that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
You already
know. Absolutely.
Man.
When that tape drop, you back up here, man. We're going to talk about it, review it.
All right, bro. My son.
My G.
One
salute,
time.
Votto.
All right.
Votto right here. PSA Radio,
yes,
man. Salute.
Yes, sir.
Salute Votto, man. He's been in this for a minute. People that want to go back to listen to Jay Mills and Murder Mook, you guys already know, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whew. So was that a classic
shout out
right
Surf,
there?
Shout out Surf also calling up though. You know what I'm saying? Those brothers got something in common. Hopefully they get in the studio together, mix the magic, and
yeah.
do what it do. You know what I mean?
Now what Surf said was right too. You have Ross talking about that dope shit, but like you know, me and you go back with this too, Dre. About Jeezy,
right.
Jeezy
mm-hmm.
just makes it sound like I'm in the kitchen with him when he talks about it. Like I'm right there.
Actual though, yeah, facts though. That is true,
my dude. He said, "Mama." I remember one of my favorite lines. He's like, "Mama's off in the church while I'm in the refrigerator in search of the bacon soda right next to the mashed potatoes." Like, man. Oh.
As
a man, we got to break down one of those one day, man. But we salute everybody listening in, man. This was a special segment. We told you guys we were gonna have Votto on. Salute to fucking Votto for being able to call up. Also, Surf, man. PSA Radio salutes both of these dudes. Drink.
Yeah, it's your boy Dina, man. You already know, man. PSA Radio, man. Shout out my bro Simple. Y'all already know what it is, man.
We here, man. Y'all ready? We out.
Easy.